Welcome to the Locked On Minnesota Twins podcast. Today is Monday, August 3rd, and I'm your gracious host, Nash Walker. Another ho-hum victory for the Twins on Sunday, bouncing back big time in a massive series against the Cleveland Indians. They got Shane Bieber on Friday, and on Thursday night. I talked about that on Friday about how his excellent sequencing and how I thought Jose Berríos pitched well and that I thought the Twins would probably bounce back. But against a guy like Mike Clevinger on Friday, it was a tall task. They did it. Four runs early against Clevinger, including a Max Kepler leadoff home run. I thought Clevinger was rattled after that. Definitely rattled after all the hard contact off him. The Twins win on Friday night. The Twins come back on Saturday with Kenta Maeda against Carlos Carrasco. And, you know, I thought on Saturday, too, the Twins looked really good. And I thought Kenta Maeda was fantastic in his second start for the Twins. So far, he's only allowed two runs in 11 innings pitched. That's including the five in Chicago, and went six scoreless here at home in his home debut in a Twins uniform. Outstanding from Kenta Maeda. I thought his stuff was just playing excellently. He was making Cleveland hitters look foolish with the slider, with the changeup, working off the fastball a little bit too. I've said on the show for months since they acquired Maeda, and as I looked into him deeper, I wasn't wanted when they first traded for Maeda. I didn't see him as super exciting. He wasn't, you know, we all wanted Zach Wheeler. He wasn't that. It wasn't a really exciting signing or exciting trade at the time. But you look deeper into his numbers, and I kind of had a feeling from the beginning that I trust this front office, and I'll say that time and time again on the show. I trust Derek Falvey and Thad Levine, and I trusted them when they made that trade for Kenta Maeda, trading over Brusdar Graterol. And this is through 11 innings, so I'm not touting and saying, wow, because Brusdar Graterol could become like the best closer ever for the Dodgers, and he's throwing 100 mile per hour. Two seamers out of the bullpen for them already. But Kenta Maeda's just been fantastic, and I think he's an anchor of this rotation, to be honest with you. I think every fifth day I'm going to feel good with Maeda out there. And you know, Reina said it best, writer at Twins Daily, and I guess I would say a digital friend of mine, I've yet to meet her in real life, but said, you know, she feels confident, she feels comfortable and at ease when Maeda's on the mound. I would say that's a really good way to put it. When he's on the hill, you just feel like you feel good. You feel like he's going to get outs and he's going to pitch well. He's done it so far for the Twins, and that was a gem on Saturday. And really, the staff as a whole throughout this entire weekend was just amazing. I mean, the starting rotation and the bullpen. The Twins held Cleveland to four runs in four games. The Indians went 16 for 120. That's a 133 batting average in the series. On Saturday and Sunday combined, Cleveland went 4 for 58. That's a two-hitter on both days. That's an 069 batting clip on Saturday and Sunday combined. And I'm not crazy about Cleveland's lineup, but they do have four switch hitters at the top. Cesar Hernandez, I mentioned, good on base guy, decent on base guy. Jose Ramirez and Francisco Lindor are superstars. And I think Carlos Santana's underrated as well. That's amazing. I mean, the Twins coming into this year, the number one criticism and the number one, the critics would say their starting rotation wasn't there. And you can still say that. They still don't have an ace. They don't have a front of the rotation guy, a horse who you're going to put out there every day. I don't think Jose Berríos is a guy who's there yet. And I think I still believe in him that he can get to that point. Could it be Kenta Maeda? I don't know. That'd be really exciting. But they've been without Jake Odorizzi. Now Homer Bailey's hitting the IL, and they've really not missed. They haven't missed a beat. The Twins have been fantastic, and they are now 7-2. Solely in first place in the American League Central by two games over the White Sox and Tigers, and I think it's 2.5 over the Indians. The Twins they're rolling. And this nine-game stretch at the beginning of the season, I talked about it in the schedule episode too. I thought this nine-game stretch was tough because I see the White Sox as like fringe wildcard contenders for sure, but if everything broke right, that they could challenge the Twins for the Central. So I thought right out of the gate, three against the White Sox, Twins win the first one, and Max Kepler hit those two home runs in a row off Giolito. I think we're going to remember that leadoff home run, first pitch home run from Kepler off Giolito for a long time. I think that was a special moment coming back after the long hiatus, waiting for Twins baseball to come back in the Bomba squad on the first pitch of the year. It's Max Kepler. I just think that was so wonderful that it happened that way. And then he hit another one. They lost on Saturday 10-5. I think it might have been 10-3. They got beat bad on that Saturday, but then just came out and whooped the Sox on Sunday, and Nelson Cruz had a historic game. They take that series. They sweep the Cardinals. you know, holding the Cardinals' bats down tremendously. And then the Indians come to town. They get Biebert on Thursday night. And it looks like, oh, geez, I'm just looking for a split here this weekend. And they go and win the next three. And that's something I think the most special thing about this Twins club, and says a lot about their character as a team and of the coaching staff too, speaks highly of them, is their ability to bounce back. I think they've done it since last year. They'll come out after a loss and they almost always bounce back. And that's my favorite thing about this team, is that they don't get too down. You know, they don't get too high. They don't get too low. And I think that's a direct mirror of what Rocco Baldelli wants to do. And that's who he is. He's never too high. He's never too low. He's right there, and he's consistent, and he's there for his players, and he lets them come to work, and he treats them as professionals. And I can't say enough about the work that he's doing and the work that he did in 2019 as the AL Manager of the Year, and continuing that into 2020 as the Twins have just come off to a blazing start in a tough stretch of their schedule against three playoff contenders in the White Sox, the Cardinals, and the Indians, who really pushed them last year with 93 wins. I mean, I can't say enough about what we've seen so far. They sputtered that last Saturday against the Sox, but the most important thing is they came out and then won three straight, and then they lost to Shane Bieber, who's looking like the AL Cy Young winner right now, and then win another three straight. That's the key here, is that they bounce back after they lose. They're winning three straight after they lose, including that opening day win. That's 7-2. Just outstanding stuff. This team looks super special. I can't say it enough. Let's preview the upcoming week after this word from Postmates. If you're like me, you probably start thinking about what to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch. I love food. That's why I love using Postmates. But I kind of love them even more right now because I can get food delivered without leaving the house or even opening the door. Given what's going on in the world, they created non-contact delivery. So now when I order from local restaurants, everything gets left right outside my door. They also have Postmates Pickup, which I've been using to order takeout from my favorite local restaurants. Listen up. You guys need to be supporting your neighborhood spots right now. I've only been ordering local because it's a great way to support my community. And Postmates doesn't just deliver burgers and sushi. They actually make my life easier by picking up everything I need from Walgreens and 7-Eleven and dropping it off outside my door. Just download Postmates on iOS or Android. Find your favorites and get anything you want delivered within the hour. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. I mean, it's worth mentioning, so much happened this week, and I think the Monday episodes are going to be the hardest for me because I'm tuned into every game, of course, and scoring every game, but I think it's hard to remember all the things that did happen. I'd say the main takeaway is the Miguel Sano two home runs on Saturday. I think just seeing him barrel balls was really, really good to see. And, you know, he came out today, went 0-for-3 or 3 strikeouts, but I think just to see him get off the schneid and hit those two home runs and lead the Twins to victory on Saturday was special. And I think he is someone who I'm not worried about any of them. I'm not worried about Garver. I'm not worried about Donaldson. Donaldson remains out with the calf soreness. I think they're going to take him slowly, move him along slowly. I'm sad because I want to see him play as my favorite Twin. And I love seeing him at third base, and it makes that lineup even more dangerous. And they've been able to weather the storm, won two games without him with that calf soreness, which is awesome. So I want to see him back in the lineup soon. I don't want to see him rushed, but I think as soon as possible, because I'm getting antsy. Miguel Sano, he's getting his timing back. I mean, this is a guy who's a borderline elite slugger, and I think this year, coming into 2020, he's such a key to this lineup because not only does he hit for power, but he has the discipline of Mitch Garver. He really does. He has maybe not the discipline of Josh Donaldson, who's been doing it for a lot longer than those two, but they all have a similar way that they go about their at-bats, and I think the whole Twins lineup is that way, outside of Eddie Rosario, who's hitting the ball well too. Had a wonderful throw today. My goodness, or on Sunday. That was amazing. I'm recording on early Monday morning. Sorry for the confusion there. But Eddie Rosario throwing out Francisco Lindor at second. Lindor would have been at second, and the Twins would have been still up 3-1 at the time, I believe. But Lindor would have represented that second run, and then at the plate, I think, was Carlos Santana. So there's your tying run right there early in the game. But Eddie threw him out. And I think Eddie's been playing really good. I think he's been, you know, getting the barrel to the ball, and I think he's looked really strong at the plate thus far. Still swinging a little bit out of the zone, but I think Rosario's been a plus for the Twins. I don't think there's any getting around that so far in 2020. So I'm not, you know, Mitch Garver again, home run today, was awesome. And I was confused of why he played today, because he played yesterday, and it's a lefty on the hill in Derek Holland for the Pirates tomorrow or Monday. So I was confused why Garver was playing and Avila wasn't in there. But I think Rocco's trying to get him more at-bats to get his timing down too. And that's just all it is right now, is these guys are getting their timing back. We see hitting across Major League Baseball is way down, and we predicted and we saw in summer camp that pitchers are probably going to be ahead of hitters, and we thought maybe hitters would be ahead of pitchers. But then as summer camp went on, it was that pitchers were going to be ahead of hitters. We've seen that so far for most of the Twins, and we've seen it around Major League Baseball. The Twins, with all their offensive inefficiencies, I wouldn't say they've been very good at the plate in these last nine games outside of that ridiculous 14-run barrage from Nelson Cruz and Jake Cave last Sunday. They haven't been great at the plate, but they're 7-2. And I think that shows the upside of the team, too. Just wait till Mitch Garver starts getting hot. Just wait till Josh Donaldson comes back and he gets hot, too. I mean, what happens when Luis Arraez gets back up to his 300 number and then all these things are clicking at the same time? And even if they're not, we've seen, even if they're not clicking, and the Twins pitching has been outstanding, and I'm not sure I expect that to continue at the same level where they have two hitters 2 days in a row. But this is a lineup where you have a couple guys have bad slumps and poor stretches. Not even a couple. I mean, a handful of Twins have had bad stretches to start the season. Guys that they rely on, like Mitch Garver, Miguel Sano, and Josh Donaldson. And even Max Kepler, who, you know, hit that home run off Clevinger and had two doubles today. But outside of those two home run game against the White Sox and Giolito, he was like 0 for his next 12. So really no Twins. And I'd say Jorge Polanco is hitting the ball well too. I'd say Rosario and Polanco have been solid, but not great, I would say. Especially for Rosario, I think Polanco has been really strong, and I will continue to bang the Polanco against righties, as he's one of the best lefties in the league. Switch hitter, much better from the left side. Polanco's been really good this year, and I think defensively he's looked much improved too. He's an underrated Twin, so is Max Kepler. That's just kind of the name of the game with this club. But once they all start clicking at the same time, I mean, I could see them going on a ridiculous stretch. I mean, this 7-2 stretch was kind of ridiculous, to be honest with you, and the way that they just shut teams down, got ahead early and just went on tears, and it felt like teams weren't even in the game. It felt like it wasn't even competitive. More about the game today. Tyler Clippard, as using him as an opener, was just really, really smart. And it made sense because those four switch hitters at the top of the Indians lineup, first, none of them are as good from the left side, except for Jose Ramirez, I think, is better from the left side. But Lindor, Santana, Hernandez kind of has even splits, but Lindor is the one you're trying to get out. Ramirez and Lindor. And starting Tyler Clippard as an opener was really smart because he has such a good changeup and can get lefties out. And he had two super clean innings, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 6 up, 6 down. And it opened the door for Devin Smeltzer to come in. And I thought he pitched well too. You know, it wasn't super sharp today, and you could tell he was frustrated. His curveball wasn't there the whole day, but I thought he pitched well. Matt Whistler comes in and pitches well. Tyler Duffy is ridiculously good. Trevor May again today, and I think Trevor May's gone 20 pitches back-to-back days, so he'll be unavailable Monday. And then Sergio Romo closing it up, and the depth has shown. The Twins have shown their depth immensely through these first nine games in all areas. I mean, on defense too, with Marwin Gonzalez at first base, played such a great game at first base on Saturday where he made some phenomenal plays filling in for Miguel Sano Friday night. Just great. And I think that shows their depth even in the field. You see it in the lineup. They can give guys days off. Donaldson's out. It's the 2019 lineup that set the home run record. So it's just like it's crazy the amount of depth they have. And then it really shines when you play a team like Cleveland that has nowhere near the depth that the Twins have, and in the rotation too. Now Homer Bailey's hitting the aisle. Jake Odorizzi hasn't pitched a game. The Twins are 7-2, and their rotation's been fantastic. So now you get Odorizzi back here maybe in the next week or so, and it's a special group. I mean, this team is just really, really special. We've seen it through these first nine games. Can't wait to continue this journey with you. They got the Pirates for 4, 2 at home, 2 away, and then 3 in Kansas City to end the week. I'm going to say the Twins go 5-2, and that would improve their record to 12-4 after this week, which is just amazing. And I know they play the Royals 10 times in the next 3 weeks. It's like this crazy Royals stretch, so we're going to see a lot of Kansas City. They worry me a little bit, and especially if Hunter Dozier comes back healthy. I think he was COVID-19 positive, so I hope he's doing well. if he comes back healthy, that lineup's it's underrated in my mind. Pitching staff is not good, but they always play the Twins tough. We know, Alex Gordon whoops the Twins. So the Twins got to take care of business still against some poor teams this week in the Pirates and the Royals. But, I mean, I don't know why you'd bet against them now. First place in the Central, best run differential in the American League at plus 25. This club is special. I hope COVID-19 doesn't take it away from us. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day. Twins Pirates Monday night. Derek Holland against Lewis Thorpe making the start for Homer Bailey. I like Thorpe here too. I mean, every day I'm looking at it and I feel good. I'm not the biggest Lewis Thorpe guy, but against the Pirates lineup that, you know, has lefties and Newman and Moran, I feel good about Lewis Thorpe, the lefty. So, I mean, I trust Rocco. I trust the front office. You know, there are moves that they make, I will say, where I shake my head or they'll make a bullpen move. But so far this year, it's hard to complain about anything. Thanks for listening. Have a great day again, and go Twins.